Well, happy Mother's Day, mothers. And I just wanted to say, I wanted to bless mothers and to encourage you all. And the verses that I'll read in a few minutes, you'll probably think are very strange. They're strange ones to read on Mother's Day. But I need to tell you that these verses represent to me a beautiful truth about mothers, and especially about mothers' prayers. I did a study some years ago about the women in Genesis, and my favorite was Rebecca. And Rebecca had twins, and the thing I relate to the most is that when Rebecca was carrying those twins, they were jostling inside of her, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" And so I relate to that a little bit. But God told her what that was all about, and that the younger would serve the older. God spoke directly to Rebecca. In chapter 24, we just learn about him, Rebecca becoming Isaac's wife. It's a beautiful love story. In chapter 25, we learn about the twins being born. And then we learn about Jacob and Esau, the twins themselves. We learn that Jacob was able to become, even though he was not the firstborn, he was able to win the rights of a firstborn because of his brother Esau's hastiness in selling his birthright for a bowl of porridge. And then later on, after the twins grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter and a man of the outdoors, but Jacob was a wild man who stayed in the camp. Isaac favored Esau because he had a taste for game, but Rebekah favored Jacob. And so we will learn then that what happens between Jacob and Esau is greatly mediated by their mother, Rebekah. And we have to remember that she did hear directly from God that the younger shall serve the elder. And so she had in her mind that there was some work to do on that. She mediated. She deceived her husband and also deceived her son, one of her sons. And God cannot countenance deception. So we're going to learn a little bit about what happens there. Rebecca's plan was that her son Jacob was going to steal the birthright, what in my Jewish study Bible is called the innermost blessing. And in those patriarchal times, a blessing was meant more than just a blessing of good fortune. It also meant inheritance. It meant a lot. So when that blessing was given mistakenly, it's a good story. You'll have to read it sometimes if you haven't. When that blessing was given mistakenly to the younger son, Jacob, that was a big deal. That was a huge deal. So Esau pleaded with his father, "Give me a blessing too, father." Abraham could not give him, or Isaac could not give him the blessing that was bestowed on the younger brother because it was already given and could not be ungiven. He gave him a blessing, but it wasn't as robust as the one that his brother Jacob got. So as a result of this, these brothers were at great odds, so much so that Rebecca needed to send Jacob, her favorite son, away because it was too dangerous for them to be here. She even worried that Esau may plot to murder his brother Jacob. So keep in mind that even though she had heard from God about what was to happen, her sin of deception impacted these two boys greatly, so much so that they were separated. Now, I have children, and I know what it is to have your boys arguing with each other or in a conflict. It's not a good thing. Mothers here, you know what I'm talking about. Even little boys, when they fight, that's hard. So I want to take you then about 20 years later, and Rebecca is not mentioned in this part of the story, but in my imagination, which is a very good imagination, in my imagination, Rebecca is very much a part of this story, because you would pray for your sons to be reconciled. and especially in this situation. So it is just about 20 years later, and these are my Mother's Day verses to read to you, and then I'll say just a couple more things about that. Jacob and Esau have been separated for a long time, and Jacob is on his way back, and he's very nervous about what's going to happen with his brother Esau when he meets him. So I'm reading from chapter 23 of Genesis, and this is when the meeting is taking place. I want you to keep your mother's heart in mind when you think about this meeting between these two brothers who were estranged for so long. Now Jacob looked up and saw Esau coming toward him with 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female slaves. He put the female slaves first, Leah and her sons next, and Rachel and Joseph last. He himself went on ahead and bowed to the ground 7 times until he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet him, hugged him, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And then they wept. When Esau looked up and saw the women and children, he asked, "Who are these with you?" He answered, "The children God has graciously given your servant." Then the female slaves and their children approached him and bowed down. Leah and her children also approached and bowed down. And then Joseph and Rachel approached and bowed down. So Esau said, "What do you mean by this whole procession I met?" "To find favor with you, my lord," he answered. "I have enough, my brother," Esau replied. "Keep what you have." But Jacob said, "No, please, if I have found favor with you, take this gift from my hand. For indeed, I have seen your face, and it is like seeing God's face, since you have accepted me." Now that is a lovely meeting. And I just want you to consider with me today, even though Rebecca is not mentioned in that story, that I think what was behind this just go with me. This is my mother's imagination. I think what was behind this reconciliation was a mother's prayer. Can you mothers relate to that? A mother's prayer. So the heavy burden of Rebecca at the estrangement of her two sons, I think, was lifted by a perfect God who had compassion on Rebecca and even used her mistakes, her sin, her deception, to bring about his glory. He is perfect, and he's able to do that, and he will do that for us. So I just wanted us all to consider, especially mothers today, never, ever underestimate the power of a mother's prayer. I have to repeat that. Never, ever underestimate the power of a mother's prayer.